player assist program. It's our first year providing this program, and essentially it's a carryover from a program we have run for a number of years, our goalie assist program, and essentially what both programs do is provide equipment packages for our associations to be able to in the goalie assist program. It allows players to try playing the position of goaltender without putting that cost out or incurring that cost to simply try the sport. So that's been a program that's been really well received by our associations. And what we did this year is with the help of the Egg Farmers of Ontario. They've been a sponsor of ours for a few years now, and have in the past done our playoff. They've been a sponsor of our playdowns and playoffs. But they recognize that during this pandemic, there was a lot of pressure on parents, financial pressure. How do they keep their kids active? The cost of doing so. So basically, they've jumped in and helped us essentially create a similar program where we would give our association sets of equipment, so players could try and play hockey without incurring the cost of the equipment, which we know can be really expensive.
From your standpoint, how greatly beneficial is this program? Do you see a need, if not a greater need, in this era for players to get equipment, especially new players?
It's such a great question, Fred. Certainly, we've seen cost of equipment and just the cost overall of joining the sport can be a barrier, and costs have only gone up. So in a good year, we've seen this program be really well received. But extending it into the player assist side of things, certainly the pandemic has shown us the importance of kids being active. We're hearing more than ever the impact on mental well-being and kids being able to participate with their friends. We know school's been interrupted. We know their sports have been interrupted. So now, and on top of that, again, the financial hardships, if people have not been able to, their work's been impacted, parents have had to stay home with their kids. So the implications of this year take on such a massive, I think it can just be a massive impact for sure.
We're with Ian Taylor from the Ontario Minor Hockey Association talking about player assist and also the ongoing goalie assist. Tell me about some of the success stories that you've seen over the course of a handful of years with this program.
Well, simply the number of associations, I believe are over 80 associations have been able to get equipment. And again, this especially on the goalie assist program, it really allows players to sample that position, and again without incurring the cost. And we've seen it from a point of view of simply keeping costs down, both for the parent and the association. But we're also hearing that perhaps that was that was enough for a player to try the sport or try the position and then continuing on wanting to be a goalie down the road. So I really think it's impacted us in a lot of ways, and we're really fortunate with our sponsors, the Egg Farmers of Ontario, and on the goalie side we've had a long-standing relationship with CCM, which is our equipment provider. So we're really fortunate, Fred.
Ian, I understand, or I can assume that the feedback from every level about this initiative is very positive.
It is, and I think you'll appreciate this. The opportunities available to families and kids, there's a lot more options out there. So I think there's also the element of, it's not automatic that kids play hockey anymore just because they live here in Canada or in Ontario. It's as I say, there's lots of choices. So being able to have an opportunity to sample the sport and hopefully fall in love with it the way we are, the way we have, I think that's the long term, the long term goal here is introducing that sport in a you know, in an economical way, in a sampling way, that hopefully, you know, kids get the bug and they want to keep playing.
Finally, Ian, and again, player assist and goalie assist will go a long way with this, but what's your perspective on going forward with minor hockey especially? Are you enthused about the fact that we're moving along in the pandemic, or are you fearful that maybe we're going to lose bodies or that we'll be delayed even further?
You know, I would tell you probably all of the above. I would say I've heard from many parents and associations where you know, as soon as we can get back, you know, like people will be there. In fact, many realize how much they've missed playing and maybe even taken that for granted. And again, probably the thing we're hearing the most is just the that social part of being part of a team and with your peers and you know, playing and learning all those kind of life lessons we talk about through team sports. So that's certainly a huge one. But we also recognize, which is really interesting, people have had more time at home. They've had more family time. They've had dinners together. So I think that will be a challenge going forward too, in terms of, you know, what kind of commitment people want to make in terms of, do they want to be at the rink five times a week or is, you know, once a week, you know, fine and fit their kind of family lifestyle. So I think we're going to have to be pretty fluid here as how we try and meet people's, you know, needs or wants in terms of how much hockey they want to play. So I, you know, that's a challenge for us, but I'm looking forward to it.